You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice, filling in for Gemma Gaudette. Since 2010, the Boise metro area has grown by more than 100,000 people. And one of the side effects of that growth has been increasing housing costs. Maybe you've had to downsize your home, or perhaps you're renting and really don't see any opportunity to buy a place of your own anytime soon. Housing affordability will be the topic du jour during an upcoming event sponsored by the University of Idaho. Joining us in studio to talk about the event called Policy Pub is Catherine Himes. She's the director of the James A. and Louise McClure Center for Public Policy. And we are also joined on the phone by developer Caleb Roop, CEO of Pacific Companies. And he is one of the panelists on the forum, which will be October 28th, taking place at Pengilly Saloon in downtown Boise. Thank you to you both for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Catherine, let's start with you. How does Policy Pub fit into the mission of the McClure Center?
So the McClure Center focuses on three areas of activity. We conduct nonpartisan research, we inform public dialogue and policy, and we engage students in learning about public policymaking. So I would say that it really aligns with all three, but primarily the outreach.
And does the center have research on housing in the Boise area?
We actually are just starting to do one of our Idaho at a Glance policy briefs. It will be a two-part series focused on housing insecurity, and I'm really excited about that work. It will come out within the next year.
So is it, and this is a very old school phrase, but I know them as white papers. Will it be something like that?
It will be something like that. We have a policy brief series called Idaho at a Glance. Mm-hmm. These pieces are designed to be short. One page, two page, with a lot of data, but really accessible, whether you're a business leader, you're an elected office, it can help inform your decision making.
I can't wait to read this. When will this, or might this come out?
These two pieces will come out within the next year. The first piece just started. We just received the funding.
Excellent. Caleb, your company has built thousands of affordable housing units across several states in the West. Why do you do this work?
Well, primarily we do it because it's our mission to produce affordable housing. We just see in community after community the need for this type of product. You've seen housing prices, both home prices and rental rates, just move past what people can afford, especially the folks in the retail sector, construction jobs, maintenance-type positions. The price of the real estate ownership and renting is just outpacing what people are earning, and ultimately the waiting list that we see on our properties grow into the hundreds to the thousands in many of the communities that we work in.
Caleb, some folks in Boise probably know your work best from New Path Housing, the development downtown. Built for 40 chronically homeless individuals. You do a number of other projects in California. Can you talk a little bit about building affordable housing in California versus Idaho?
Yeah, California is a place where the problem is extremely chronic. I mean, Los Angeles County, as an example, has 50,000 homeless in the area, and it just keeps growing. And so they've thrown millions, billions at the problem and continue to do so and are really focusing on producing housing. So you have a huge problem in California. You have a huge statewide commitment that now just recently has kind of been manifested with a new governor. And so you have land use laws that are changing. You have funding that's changing. And so all that is happening in California. We're really in Idaho at the beginning of that. It's not that kind of a problem yet here. And we don't really have the policies in place statewide, especially that encourage the production of affordable housing. And so that's something that I think that we as a state can get out ahead of the issue. I think the city of Boise has probably done a pretty good job in putting in some policies that are going to help incentivize affordable housing production. But as a state, we don't really do that just yet. And it's something we need to start thinking about to anticipate what changes may happen here.
You've expressed some concern about the possibility of losing affordable housing projects when President Trump's tax cuts went into effect. Have you lost any projects because of that?
We did, unfortunately. Not here in Idaho, but we lost one in New Mexico and one in Arizona. And when tax rates dropped from 35 to 21, the corporate tax rate, then that caused a lot of the investors in affordable housing to not be as incentivized or to invest less. And some projects just didn't have the feasibility to overcome that kind of a hit of a 15% drop in the equity that was coming into the project. We almost lost the Dare Manor, specifically here in Idaho. We had to pull some rabbits out of hats and produce some private capital that helped funded that gap on Adair Manor, which is just finished now and just near New Path. But that was almost a casualty here in Idaho.
Paint us a word picture for us on Adair Manor. We've been watching it go up. How many units will be there?
Over 100 units of housing will be built there, and a mixed-income approach, so there'll be some low-income units, some market-rate units, kind of a variety of units. It's predominantly an affordable housing development, and, you know, it's kind of unique for that area. It's the first kind of major development to happen in sort of the west downtown area, and hopefully sets the tone for future intensity of density down in that area. We think it's going to be a great asset, and it's already got all of the units spoken for in terms of having numbers on the application list ready to move in.
He's Caleb Roop, CEO of Pacific Companies, a development company that builds affordable housing. In studio, we have Catherine Himes from the McClure Center for Public Policy. Catherine, housing and growth has been a topic of conversation here in the Valley for a while. Probably not as much as it has been in the past year. It's really a front burner issue. There have been a number of forums on this. Why is the policy pub, what will make this unique other than the setting? And the setting is pretty darn unique, a pub.
It is unique. This is our seventh policy pub in Boise. We've had four or five in Moscow, Idaho. The whole idea is for the public to be able to engage directly with decision makers, whether they're from a nonprofit, federal or state agency, the business community, education. They can ask questions directly of these leaders. It's short. It's sweet. You should bring your coworker or your neighbor. But we thought this was a really different way to talk about this. And it's not just affordability, but we have on this program the former superintendent of the Boise Public School District. And he's going to talk about how youth are impacted by housing. And I think that that's something we often don't consider.
Is that Don Coberly?
It's Don Coberly.
Okay.
And so we think about youth, and there are academic consequences for those children when there isn't housing security, commute time. And so, you know, I think having that perspective, drawing those connections, hearing what Diana Lacciando has done in the city, what she's trying to do at the Ada County level, I think that bringing these different perspectives together is what makes Policy Pub unique.
What are the particulars?
The particulars is that I asked three questions of the panelists.
But there's no cover charge?
There's no cover charge.
Right?
45 minutes is open for public Q&A.
Because it's a pub, is there an age restriction?
There is an age restriction.
Okay, so 21?
21.
Having attended a couple of these, I can tell you that they are very engaging, and maybe it's because the conversation is lubricated, but there's something to be said for open, honest conversation.
Right. We brought two members of the Idaho Supreme Court into Pingilly's, mm-hmm. along with a district judge. I mean, think about how rare that is for the public to be to ask questions of members of the bench.
Excellent. Okay. We've been speaking with affordable housing developer Caleb Roop of the Pacific Companies and Catherine Himes of the University of Idaho's McClure Center. The Policy Pub conversation on affordable housing is set for next Monday, October 28th. What time?
5:30.
At Pengilly Saloon in downtown Boise. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much.
And
thanks for having us.
You bet. I'm George Prentice. Idaho Matters continues in just a moment.